Okay, we're recording now.
Okay.
So this is...
The Princess!
And or the Priest. It's a Princess and or a Priest recording.
Woohoo!
And yeah, it does sound like...
You're talking in
I'm talking in the background.
Yeah. We're experimenting with my new phone connected to my car.
Yeah. It's really kind of... I don't know.
It's freaky.
Anyway, I don't know if it's really me talking or not. That's okay. I wish I could figure out how to stop it, because it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it is. And maybe it's not your voice. Maybe it's...
It's something else.
It's no agenda.
I bet you $10.
Anyway.
No, it's not. I have absolutely no idea what it is.
It sounds like that news thing we were listening to earlier.
Yeah,
D&W or something? Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's coming out of this. It's not even coming out of the phone.
I don't know how that works.
Now, how do I stop it?
I don't know. Turn the volume down?
I don't want you to just turn off the volume. That's like you're leaving the radio on all day. No.
See, I don't know these things.
Anyway, we should be talking about something else, but this is interesting.
Anyway, Jay and I bought some biochar.
Yeah.
And we're going to experiment with it a bit. So I picked our oak tree, which... I know oak trees take a long time to grow, but this thing, for the first, I don't know, 5-7 years, something like that, it just looked like a barren stick. Didn't have leaves or anything. And I started watering it when I would, like, water my tomato plants and stuff like that. And it started growing leaves.
And that's good.
And it even started growing a little taller, but it wasn't stretching its limbs out. So we, Matt helped me dig a little trench around the base of the tree.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked some biochar into the soil there. And you're supposed to water it for like 5 to 7 days. So I've been watering it. And I'm hoping that not only will it grow up taller, but it will stretch forth its limbs so that we can have more shade from our oak tree that's now producing leaves.
Yeah, but I really need it to come over about 20 feet.
No, that's when you plant another tree, huh?
Yeah, well, see, that's my other problem. I don't know exactly. I want to plant another tree that would go, at least something to cover up that bay window in the office, because that bay just cooks.
In the summer.
Yeah.
So.
Whoever planned that, it wasn't a horrible plan, but it was really bad.
Because
it gets really hot. And I put a really cheap, and I didn't do a good job at all of putting up this, it's the same kind of shading that you put on your car windows.
Yeah. And that helped.
It helps a bit. It helps a bit. It doesn't help a ton. It helps a bit. If I would have put it on better, it probably would help better too. Anyway, I've often thought that I would just put some kind of an awning. No, not an awning. Like what do they call them? I'm getting worse about this, not being able to come up with words.
That's bad, because I'm having that same problem all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's not an awning. It's trestle.
Trellis?
Whatever. Trellis. A trellis on there so we can grow. We can grow something
to
on it during the summertime, sure. And it can die back, but it doesn't have to be a tree. It can
like
just
cucumbers
be
or green beans.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be wonderful if something like that that would actually crawl up it and go all the way up almost to the roof. We've got a wonderful ivy on the north side because they grow great on the north side. If I could get that thing, if I could transplant that sucker.
It only grows on the north. You can't get it to grow anywhere.
It's just the way it works. Anyway, so yeah, I need something like, yeah, a trellis. Thank you. There on that side, grow stuff on it so that it'll be okay.
You mean kind of like our neighbors put in front of our side window in our bedroom?
Yeah, I think that's funny because now that I'm letting the ivy go back, it's not a problem for them anymore. They can take that down, or she can take that down if she wants to. The he of the they is now has passed away.
Yeah.
So now it's just she.
I was torqued because they didn't even tell me they were doing it. They just did it, and it blocks my view.
I used
to like waking up in the morning and looking out my little crack of my window.
It's their yard.
It's what? Open 2 inches. My gosh.
Whatever.
Okay, it looks like it's raining up there.
It's their yard. I don't get weird about property stuff. They can be as snotty as they can.
Yeah.
If they want. And they're not really being all that snotty.
Yeah, well,
anyway. I don't have to worry about all the trying to enforce laws about solar because my south side fronts a street and I actually control the property on the other side of the street, so I don't have to worry about some tree being planted that's gonna screw up any solar possibilities. I still have my solar panels, but I haven't it's back. I don't know why it paused itself.
It says, call is connecting you.
It's okay, Lee.
Who's calling me?
This. It just puts it through the same system. Just smile.
Okay, I'm smiling.
Smile a lot. There we go.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry for the little thing. So, yeah, I think what I might want to do is put up a trellis and grow something on it that'll really do good in full sun, which is what you get over there.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to think about what would be best since it's like, I don't really want a tree. I don't want to talk you into a tree because you're very not willing to go with me on a tree.
Yeah.
A bush maybe, but she doesn't want those wonderful, like, autumn berries. Which I think would grow great. But she doesn't like
it. We could do raspberries and have raspberries climb them.
Do you think that would work okay?
I have no idea.
The full sun?
Sure, why?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, because every time I see these things, they're in the forest under a bunch of trees.
Really?
Yeah, how about that? Let me look it up.
Doing research.
Well, I'm here.
Anyway.
Oh, I was in the middle of doing an application. That's fine.
Once we see what it does to our oak tree, we're going to start working on other parts of our garden in preparation of making the soil better so that when we do plant, things will grow beautifully. So... we also have some earthworm castings, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, worm castings. Worm poop. Pardon me. I don't want to offend your delicate sensibilities or anything.
That we're going to add with our biochar. And if you don't know what biochar is, look it up.
Oh, is that rude? You could just say what it was.
Well, it's kind of like charcoal, but it's been processed in such a way that there's no air or something. I don't know. Anyway, I can't describe it, but it's supposed to be really good for plants. And I got it from... Well, I originally found out about biochar from a DVD that I got called The Need to Grow. And I thought it was really, really interesting until they added in, like, Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts?
I don't know what that had to do with biochar. But anyway, it's starting to rain, Jason.
Perfect. You know, we actually caused this by not
bringing
a raincoat.
Yeah.
For one of us.
But maybe it'll rain on my biochar tree. Who I call Mr. Oakley.
You call him Mr. Oakley?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there it is.
You know, I talked to my plants.
Yes. Star jasmine, honeysuckle, climbing hydrangea.
Well, flowers are
Asteria,
nice.
Asteria, rocket trumpet, Virginia creeper. Yeah, these guys aren't really getting down to something productive that I can actually eat. Sweet pea.
Yeah, but...
But that's...
Doesn't do well in direct sunlight.
Well,
oh, you're talking about the flower.
I pulled them for a shade trellis.
Oh, that's
so. So, we'll climb on trellis, not in the shade. I needed two shade.
Yeah.
Pumpkin.
Oh.
We need to get pumpkin.
Oh.
And pumpkin's good for me.
Yeah, but pumpkin attracts those
pumpkin.
Beetles that like squash. Well, squash bugs.
Yeah, I know.
It attracts them. Lisa, and I don't want
it's going to get a bunch of those.
That's why I stopped growing pumpkins. Because I hated them. And they just like multiplied like bunnies every night. You go in there and you kill as many as you saw, and the next morning they doubled.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I figure if I get a couple of... I figure the leaves are big, so it's great for shade. If you can train it to go up, I don't know if you can really get it to go up.
Yeah, because how are you going to support a pumpkin that starts growing way up there?
Oh, I'm not going to. I'm going to take that one down.
Okay.
I don't know. Fine. The cucumbers aren't too bad. Squash is pretty good. Squash gets big, big leaves.
Yeah, but
it doesn't
climb
particularly. Beans. Beans and peas, huh?
They say that you can train tomatoes to climb up a vine.
Yeah, they don't leave shade on that good.
So when it can't connect, does that mean we're disconnected from our...
No, it means this stupid thing. If I unplug that, it'll work better.
Okay. So... Some learning stuff. Anyway.
But it needs to be really good in the sun. Because it's going to get a ton of sun over there.
Yes.
This is not being useful. Tell me what I got.
I think
young hydrangea.
I think wisteria is pretty.
They support until they're established. Then they can climb by self-clinging arterial roots. Aerial roots. Self-clinging aerial roots.
I think that's what the ivy does.
Yeah, that might not be too bad as long as it can handle the sun a little. Creep sideways along fences. You know, it may also take care of my problem with our house kind of looks ugly.
Yes, I know. That's why I want to paint it.
Well, this will just cover it up with something that doesn't need paint.
It's not going to cover the whole entire house.
Creep sideways along walls, fences, and other structures. Flowers help to brighten a shaded space. It's easily trained and looks attractive all year round. While many climbers benefit from a helping hand with climbing plant support items, hydrangea pentaveris is an independent type that clings all by itself. Well sought after climbers for its beautiful flowering cover and ability to climb up to 40 feet on vertical structures and trees.
Hydrangeas?
Thrive in areas with full sun, partial shade, or full shade, making it it's a different kind of hydrangea.
Oh.
It isn't the bush that what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, a hydrangea bush.
Versatile choice for any landscape.
I think wisterias are pretty.
portraying the stems of climbers horizontally rather than allowing them to grow vertically, covers a bare expanse of wall more thoroughly, as well as encourages flowers all over the plant rather than just at the top.
But you're wanting it to go up, not sideways.
Well, you can have it go both. Yeah. I want it to go both ways. Well, I don't want it to get on the roof and start going crazy and start pulling up shingles.
But then you'll have your, kind of like a sawgrass roof.
Well, I hadn't really thought about that. I don't think this, the roof on this house could hit, but I don't think it's really that sturdy. You really have to plan for a sawgrass roof. Yeah.
No.
So, and the house was never built with that in mind, so you can't really go for that. There's honeysuckle. It's even scent with ability to flower multiple times throughout the season. But it's nothing more than a partially shaded location. Oh, I need one. Best flowering climbers. Okay, so here's our first one. It's called climbing hydrangea. Looks like that.
That's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You kind of like it? Although you're kind of like saying, no, I'd rather not have that. I want something else.
Yeah.
What? Why? What's your problem? It'll do the job.
I guess. It just looks really kind of bushy.
I don't want
it going looking nutsoid.
Looking nutsoid.
Kind of like the juniper that was bush that was in front of the house.
No.
That was crazy. Looked
that was
horrible.
Ugly. Yes, I know. No, this one will be fantastically. Big white blooms that light the space. That's not a bad thing. Masses of showy flowers in late spring and early summer. The best known climbing hydrangea is the peticolor, the petchu, peticolor. Whatever. So it'll go along walls and fences. Hey, maybe this will be good for climbing along our
dog fence.
Yeah, that stupid dog fence. So that we don't have to worry about putting up a better fence. We can have this crawl along the fence, especially in the front where it's chain link.
Yeah.
I like it. We can do that. And what's her name? Get all upset.
Sherry.
Kill it. Okay. We should order a couple of those. Right to them. Alrighty. Is it still recording?
Probably.
And the answer is it is. It's still recording. Excellent.
Anyway.
Okay, guys. I'm sorry. I was off doing research. When I do research, I'm not very talky.
And you're not attentive to what's going on around you. You're zoomed in. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh,
anyway, also what we're doing today is we're going to go to Zales because one of the prongs on my wedding ring was totally worn down. And I needed to get it re-pronged, if that's what you want to call it.
Is that what you call it?
And they totally screwed up my order.
Oh, yes. And this is, you know, this is getting so typical for so many things now, is that it's like, I don't, we should have taken it downtown. There's a guy that still does gold work downtown in Clovis. Or he did. He was really old.
I think he's retired. I think it's not there anymore.
No, he was old when I went to. He helped me with my glasses.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's around anymore. Anyway, they totally screwed up my order, and instead of just putting a new prong on the thing to hold the diamond in place, they made a whole nother ring and put my diamond in that ring. But I had to originally get the band on my ring
altered
so that it would snuggle up next to my wedding band. And they didn't do that with this new ring.
Of course not.
So
we'll just have to see how it looks.
We're just gonna have they're gonna have to send it in and have them, and probably with my wedding band, so they know how far to dig into to snuggle up next to my wedding band.
As long as we get the stuff back, I'm happy.
It's taken them 2 months to do this.
Yes, Lisa, everything takes at least a year now in the world if you want something.
But they
gave
me a date, and it wasn't. And it was like,
Lisa,
Jay.
It's just garbage. Dates. You know that doesn't mean anything. I apologize. I love you, dear. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. But yeah, you should just anticipate this, and when people say something, that's a rough estimate that's mostly supposed to sell you on doing the work. And it's never going to happen the way they expect. It's kind of like my work over here, which I guess now's a good time because it's going to happen. It's not like I'm surprising anybody. That I went ahead and... I'm sorry if I upset you.
Keep talking.
I left my job at Pantex and finally got to the point to where... it was starting to interfere seriously with my health and my life, and that was bad. So, and the stress was ramping up, and it didn't look like it was ever going to smooth out. It was just going to stay kind of high-level stress. And it was like, you know what? I don't need this. So, yeah, I've been poking around for jobs knowing that this one was going to end in September anyway. I was going to hang in there until the end, but yeah, it's like, no, this isn't going to work. And I got an inspiration. It always happens after going to the temple. Usually the morning after going to the temple is when the big things come in. It's like, you need to get rid of this job. Because I really wasn't thinking about that. And all of a sudden it came, it was like, okay, well then I need to get rid of the job. So I've got one more week left, and then that's it. And I'm going to do something else. And I've been looking at, I've been trying to find some part-time work. If you teach technology or you do technology, they still have to pay you quite a bit, even if you're only doing it part-time. So it's like getting a job as an adjunct teacher or doing some side work for some corporation, stuff like that. Anyway, so that's kind of what I'm in the middle of doing, so that's why I was doing research stuff. Anyway, sorry, Lee. So you can go ahead now, and if I've offended you, you can slap me.
I don't.
If it makes you feel better. Well, okay. She doesn't bite me when I kiss her either. What was that thing? That was from IQ, wasn't
yes.
it? They were kissing and she bit him because she was mad because he had lied to her. I didn't lie to Lee. I actually called her before I quit my job, so I just want that known. So if Lisa says, Jason quit his job, it's like, and I don't want people to get the impression that I don't consult with LJ. And she knew I was having problems for weeks before. And we had gone see the doctor about it.
And the hospital.
Yeah. A doctor that wanted to...
Took labs, x-rays, EKGs.
Yeah.
Or was it an EEG? I don't know.
I think it was EKG. I'm not sure what that is they did. They strapped something to me and ran it. And they said, no, you look fine.
It took longer to strap something to you than to actually do it.
She was wanting me to go to some cardiologist and do like an echocardiogram or something. It's like, you know what, guys,
this is not who you are.
I am not looking for dragons to slay on my own personal health care. I just want to know if things have gotten bad, if the way I was feeling was a larger problem. And it wasn't, so. But still, it was like, you know what? He says, I don't need to die for work, for money. That's just not interesting to me.
You could have died two ways. You could have died one way, which is having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or you could have died another way, going
to
sleep while you were driving.
And I've been having big problems with that. It seems like, well, the whole problem is I wake up at 3 in the morning, and then I don't, you know, and then I'm coming back from work, and I'm just dozing off. Yeah, and not from really working hard. I got mostly a thinking job. It just requires a little bit of activity, you know? So, but anyway, yeah, it was going to be one or the other was what was going to get me soon. And so it was like, I need to stop doing this really long commute. I wasn't finding decent housing or a decent housing opportunity out there anyway. So it was just as well. I got 6 months out of it, lots of money, and let me tell you, everybody there is just so glad that I came and did what I did, which I think is hilarious because I don't think I really did all that much. But who am I to judge what's really important to them and what's not? I didn't think much of it, but they sure did. And it was like, oh, you know, they were like, oh, we're so sorry you're going. And let me tell you, I've had two people who have said, you know what, if you need a reference, I'll gladly be a reference for you. It's like, oh, you guys are so awesome. So, yeah, since let me tell you, I've scored big out of this whole thing. Amarillo, well, I can't say it's really Amarillo. One of the guys is in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, because that's where our home office is. And he was a big guy that I worked with on the design of this thing. Anyway, or trying to get the design pushed through. And it didn't work. And we fought this
just
thing.
Because the people at Paintex were being obstinate.
Well, that's true. But they were being obstinate in the traditional way that usually as an old chief information officer type, I would just smash them and say, we're going to do it this way because it's the right way to do it. I don't care what your process tells you. But I couldn't do that here because I'm just, you know, a contractor, and I was a contractor only to do
this particular
labor on the thing. I wasn't there to do what amounted to kind of it was a defense of the original design that they were going, oh, no, we're going to do it this way. You guys, you're going to introduce problems, but it doesn't matter. Ah.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah,
and then
well,
they'll
no,
say, oh,
they're
man,
Nimble's
right.
Everybody from the engineering side has already weighed in and said, Nimble's correct. You need to do what Nimble says. It was.
And they won't listen.
You're right. They didn't listen. It was IT management, typical, which is sad because I come from IT management on some level. Ivy. The best shade plant, but it doesn't grow in full sun, does it?
No, it likes the north.
Yeah, I know. I haven't tried to make it over, but it's never tried. You would think it would go around that corner and go for it. So I think this climbing hydrangea would be pretty good unless we could come up with some kind of, you know, it'd be great if we could have something that we could eat off of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can look at flowers.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Well, I tried to put in berries and it just went, oh, I don't know. You know, it's like for all this AI Google's supposed to have.
Yeah.
It hasn't materialized. It's like there's not a lot of results on the words that you use. So I'm not gonna use berries. What do you call a plant you can eat? Isn't there a specific term for it?
Vegetable or fruit? Berries, climbing
vegetable,
berries.
I already tried berry and it choked.
Okay.
Berry. Yeah, shade. Shade. Trellis. I always spell trellis wrong. That's okay. Figures it out.
Because you want to spell trestle.
Yeah, because I'm trying to spell trestle really hard. But that's wrong. Our rolls are longer. Soft mesh trellis rolls. Okay, vegetable sunshade. Here we go. Oops. What kind of vegetables grow in shade? See, it's like, duh. If I've got it on a trellis, I don't want to grow in shade. I want to grow in the sun.
Yeah.
I said shade on purpose, but they all think I should grow in shade, so. Best vegetables for a trellis. Actually, see, if I had the hydrangea, I wouldn't have to build a trellis. I could just tell it to grow, and it would sucker itself off the walls, and off it would go. Lisa likes this. My whole idea of sucker it on there, man. There are so many. See, this is why I should do more of these recordings, and why I should do more YouTube videos that are just kind of off the cuff, because Lisa enjoys them more.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You just keep on laughing. It's just me. Okay, here you go. They want to grow more food, less space, and reduce the occurrence of soil-borne diseases. You want to add an ornamental? No, I don't. Or a tunnel, or an A-frame trellis, or an obelisk? Oh my gosh! No, I just want a trellis, so I can shade something. Nostrum boat video. Need that. Yeah, you don't have to sell me on how wonderful this might be.
Just give me some ideas.
Yeah, I just want to know what's the best to do. Types of trellises, bamboo teepees, A-frame trellises, tunnels, arbors, arches, and tunnels. I'm just going to have something that kind of connects up to the top and then goes down to the ground. I'm not going to do anything too exotic. I'm just going to get like, it's not going to be quite a cow panel, but it's going to be close. In fact, if I just had a chain link fence section, I would use that. Do we? If we do, we could just wire that together and make it high enough. I just need something that's kind of 8 feet tall. Or 8 feet long.
Yeah.
One or the other. Okay. Made with wire mesh panels. Some are called cucumber trusses because you can also use the wire mesh panels to build upright supports too. That was kind of what I was picturing. Cucumbers wouldn't be too bad. I like cucumbers. And they're really good for me because they're low glycol, whatever. It's good for people who have got blood sugar issues.
Low glycemic index.
Thank you. See, Lisa's so much better at this stuff. That's why it's good that we do these recordings together. Because she can correct me.
Because Jay would be going, you know that thing.
Yeah, no, I just be laughing.
That low, whatever.
You got it.
And all that.
Cucumbers, which use tendrils to climb, grow well up wire mesh trestles, where those made with 30 wood posts and twine. No matter what type of trestle you choose to use, erect it before you plant seeds or seedlings. Waiting to put the trestle once the seedlings are growing can cause damage to the plants, reducing or delaying the harvest. I just want shade I can eat.
Yeah.
Because I'm just...
Because you don't want it in the summer. I mean, in the winter.
Yeah.
Because you need that sun coming through there because it gets cold in there during the winter.
Coal beans.
Totally, yeah.
Peas.
Although peas don't do well for me in the sun.
Okay.
They just get baked and they don't grow.
All right.
It's a different weather. It's like early spring to late spring is probably the best bet. Once summer hits, you can't grow them anymore.
They get broiled.
So they're seasonal. I mean, cucumbers and beans are too, but peas have a shorter season.
Right.
span.
Serious space savers. I don't care about space savers. Summer squash. Lisa likes cucumbers better than squash. Because she does lots of salads.
Yeah. In fact, I have to buy a cucumber today. For my salads.
You know, maybe we should just go for cucumbers. It's kind of late in the year. But you know what? It would probably at least come on with the leaves. Probably wouldn't really flower all that well because it's late, but I don't care.
And
so we need to do that. We need to come up and get some tractor supply help with this. You know?
Yeah.
Ship to store business.
We're trying to do something with what we've got around the house so we're not spending as much money.
That sounds great. Let's see what we have.
You know, we have to rethink the way we do things because you cut your income in half.
I don't know if I'll cut my income in half. We'll see. I'm planning on it. Yeah. Isn't that weird? This is my plan. Nuts. Ask anybody. Are you delirious?
I'll be the first one to say it.
That's right, but I'm not here to make people happy, particularly, except for Lisa Jean. If I'm not going to be able to find work that'll add to my pension, you know, I probably need to.
Does this adjunct thing add to your pension?
Not the ones I've done so far, but I could try to get something like this for one of the New Mexico schools. You know what? But they
because you said it was
really
California, New Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, but it is a New Mexico-based school that works with ERB.
Okay.
I wonder if ERB. You know, it depends on how many hours you get.
This is what Jay does. We start talking, and he'll pick up his phone and start doing research.
Yeah. Well, yeah, is that bad?
Well, then.
Am I a bad person?
No.
I'm a bad person. I'm still talking.
Yeah, but you're telling everybody what you're researching. Well, and they may not be interested in what you're researching.
What are you talking about? Everybody's interested.
Because it doesn't apply to
them. Oh, those guys are going to come back and go, no. What you guys need to get instead of that climbing brouhaha is you need to do this variety of cucumbers. It's like, oh, see? It can become like a
Persian
thing.
Cucumbers.
There's Persian ones? Never heard of. Oh, those really long, crazy ones.
I don't know.
They're really long cucumbers. Lisa doesn't know if she'll like them.
I know. I don't know if that's what those are.
I don't know what they're called. I'm sure you just made up Persian, right?
Sure, it just came to me.
There's
English cucumbers, there's Persian cucumbers, there's pickling cucumbers, there's, what's the other one? Skunk. Oh, okay, dead.
M-M-E-R-B. Adjunct. I just need something that'll add to my service hours. Temporary part-time faculty. Retirement board. See, the first job I was trying to get wasn't as an adjunct, but those guys stuck that stupid department head thing on it. And that's what kind of screwed it up. So I need to be looking around for something like that, but it needs to add to my retirement, or it's like, well, it's not worth that much. Especially at the price they're paying. They take half of it just to feed ERB. And it's like, I actually need this money. So I may not want to do this. because if it's like the Eastern, I had an adjunct job with Eastern, New Mexico University.
It was supposed to pay $2,000 a semester?
It did.
But
it paid $2,100.
But by the time they took out your taxes, Social Security, ERB,
yeah, it seemed like
it was $1,000.
Yeah, it was.
So it was more, a little more than half.
But
that they took.
But I couldn't separate it out from the actual job I was working that paid a lot more. So I don't know if that, I don't know if I would make enough money as an adjunct to contribute to ERB, which was really the only reason to take a non-work from home type of job.
Yeah.
Was because it would actually add to my pension, which would be really nice. But if it doesn't, that's not a big deal. Ooh, adjunct. Instructor of Information Technology at San Juan, $7.78 per credit hour. It's usually 3 credits, so it's right at
$2,100.
And you have to teach on campus. No way. I can't. No, I'm not teaching on campus. Look at that.
Isn't Fast Track San IT Juan, like, up near Farmington?
Yeah, it's Farmington. I need one that lets me teach remote. Other places let me teach remote. New Mexico really isn't up on this. But it does talk about, oh, you'll be able to participate in ERB. I says, yeah, I think I'm forced to. I've already made lots of money, so that's good. What I'm looking for is service credit, service time. If I could add another couple of years of service time, that would boost it by a couple of $100 every year. Based on my best years. So, yeah, I may have to look at that later, but I'm not going to look at it now. Because I love Lisa.
Thank you.
And we're making this wonderful recording. Let me see. What else do I want to talk about, LJ?
I don't know.
What else is going on in our wonderful world? I do not know. So, yeah.
Sam's trying to get back into the military just as we're going into World War III. No.
Well, you know, for my purposes, if something big's going to happen, they're going to draft him anyway. And usually if you're drafted,
they just hand you a gun and say, go
to
it.
Yeah, and they just send you out there to be cannon fodder. I would rather him go in before and make a choice.
Yeah.
Instead of being told what you're going to be doing. So yeah. Caleb's done his stint, so would he be called up? Yeah, but he'd probably be called up to do something akin to what he was doing before and get his old rank back and stuff like that. So that works pretty good. Sam only did part of his enlistment. They're treating him pretty good, but yeah, I think, you know, he just wants kind of the lifestyle of it. I know that.
Yeah.
But everybody has to have a job anyway.
But
so
I think he liked the pay better than what he's getting, you know, where he's at now.
Oh, God, yes. He's working for basically minimum wage. But a little better than minimum wage, but not much. And yeah. And since he doesn't have any particular interest in college.
And he's only working 4 days a week.
That's true. He's only working part-time. So, yeah. This is going to be good for him. So, yeah. He just needs to get himself qualified again. And off he goes. And it's looking pretty good. The Army seems happy with him. He just needs to get a little bit more in shape. Anyway, so. Yeah. It's still raining a little. It seems more like a drizzle than a rain.
Yeah.
So,
which is what I like better anyway. It's a soft rain. You don't have to worry about someplace all of a sudden flooding because it's coming down in buckets.
Right. Just hope it's raining too from here.
Yeah.
If it's raining here, it doesn't mean it's raining there. So,
yeah, I know. It poured buckets in Amarillo where you were.
Yeah, I know. I was telling Lisa that.
Didn't rain all day long. intricate.
Let me tell you one thing about this Amarillo job. It actually challenged me because they have a corporate firewall and it blocks a whole lot of stuff. I had to set up mechanisms to
work around it.
To work around the firewalls. Which, you know, it means that I've got a pretty good setup at home now. You know, I've got an email server. Sometimes I email Lisa through my W5JSN at liberty.quix.us.
Yeah.
Which is my home email server. And I can get to it through that firewall. And yeah, of course I've got all the other stuff. I've always got my wonderful WikiWiki. It's a collaborative web space. Nobody collaborates with me there, but it's awfully good for me researching and doing stuff when I'm at work. And you go, well, no wonder you quit down. No, they weren't trying to fire me. They were doing all they could to hang on to me, but I couldn't. And, you know, you weren't doing work. And you go, nope, it's like crazy goofiness. It adds to my stress, the whole thing of...
Get paid all that money to sit there twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, usually twiddling my thumbs waiting for permission to do something. And the fact that it's taken 6 months and I've hardly gotten permission to do hardly anything. So, anyway. Yeah. And most people would say, oh, I'd kill for a job like that. And you go, oh, yeah, would you? Let me tell you, I've had jobs like that. They suck.
You'd rather.
We're still going. All right.
Because
we're going back.
You're starting over.
No, it doesn't. You always get hung up on that. It's fine.
Okay.
You're great. It just went to sleep. So,
okay.
We probably need to stop soon anyway. But yeah, it says, let me tell you, but people go, boy, I wish I really had a job that didn't require me to do stuff. And you go, you know what? I said, the first 6 months went okay because I was finding things to keep myself busy. You know, most of them say, well, you just need to bring a book and read a lot. And you go, you know.
You fall asleep when
and
you read.
It's, yeah, and it's really, yeah, and only let me tell you, that is the one thing they do not tolerate. If they see you sleeping on the job, you're gone.
You need
day.
Those blue lights to help keep you awake.
Is that how that works? I always thought you had to have glasses that shielded you from blue light.
Well, no, they
ruin your eyesight.
But that's what helps keep you awake. They tell you not to look at that stuff,
yeah.
Like at least a half an hour before you go to bed, because otherwise it'll keep you awake just having looked at it.
Oh.
Which is why when you're gone,
yeah.
You know, I'll turn off the TV and I'll go in my, you know, start getting ready for bed, but then I'll go to bed and I'll sit up and read for a half an hour, like whether it's from a book or, you know, general conference
right,
or
right.
whatever. And then, yeah, I'm ready for bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Thank you.
Thank you for...
Just life.
Okay.
Lisa straightens me out, and I'm glad. That's why I think Lisa and I need to work together more on this stuff.
Yeah.
Lisa needs to help me with my recordings in my...
Oh, dear.
And my...
the
and
level
my
just went down.
YouTube stuff. What do you mean? No, no, go way up.
No.
Go way up. Because
no.
You sound good.
Nuh-uh.
And I think you just look awesome. But,
well, yeah, but they can't see me.
That's just as good because I have to wear a hat because my hair's crazy.
I'm going to cut your hair tomorrow.
Lisa's going to cut my hair tomorrow. Yeah, thank you. She's so nice to me. Okay, anyway. So, yeah. I think we've pretty much covered a lot of territory. I have no idea what to call this particular little recording. I don't know what to call it.
I don't know either.
Upgrades. We're all looking to upgrade. We're trying to upgrade.
In your job.
Upgrade
in our
the,
planting.
Well, actually, I wouldn't call what I'm doing an upgrade. spring. Although I did go for a job with CYFD, there would be a big culmination of what I've already done, but it wouldn't be part time at all. It'd be full time, which is fine.
You could do it from home. So, well, you could do it to computer.
I could do it to computer, which means I wouldn't be driving thousands of miles.
You could sleep in your own bed.
Usually. Except that it's actually a job based out of Santa Fe. But I can do it to computer. But yeah, it's actually a statewide job. So, and I'm okay if I get any of these. You know, the whole thing about, I can do part-time. Was just so I could have more time to do other things. The great thing about that CYFD job, that would add to my service time.
Well, there you go.
And it would probably boost my... No, it wouldn't, because I'm going with the public employees pension thing, which I can use the service hours over to help me at ERB. But I can't use it for, there's weird rules around using one and the other. Anyway, so we'll see how that comes up. All this stuff is kind of in process going. And so, yeah, I guess we are looking for upgrades all around.
There you go.
The house is looking for an upgrade.
It feels stuffy in here.
And Lisa would be very happy to get an upgraded husband, honey.
I'm not sure. I know what you mean.
When I get an upgrade, you get an upgrade. Come on. I share all my stuff with you. Of course, it's all the pains and sorrows along with all that, you know, money and whatever, prestige.
They're mooing in the rain.
Yeah. With that kind of all, I don't think it matters. I don't think that's the state. I think that's this guy that bought our ranch.
Yeah.
We're actually going by the old family ranch that got bought by this one fellow that built dairies. And he got really rich, and he decided to sink it into property. It's beautifully green out here.
It's because of all the rain we've been getting.
Yeah, it's magnificent. Anyway, we sold out to him, and that's great. Because, you know, it paid off my house a couple of times over. And paid off my brother Joe's house, too. And that's a good thing, too. And so anyway. Okay, that's enough. All right, so we're going to call us upgrades.
Bye.
So, yeah, we'll talk to you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I'm kissing Lisa. I'm not kissing you, Pete. You guys just have to live with it. I just love the pea princess. Bye-bye.